Carson City is home to about 55,000 people, and because it's the state capital, a lot of its residents work for the state. And many of them wonder how they're going to make out as the state tries to balance a budget next year that is expected to be almost $1 billion short. Bob Kroll is mayor of Carson City. He's part of our ongoing talks with Nevada mayors on how they've dealt with the impact of the coronavirus. Mayor Kroll, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me on.
Sure. So, Mayor, from a public health standpoint, how has Carson City fared so far in the pandemic?
Carson City is a lead county for four counties on dealing with this virus in terms of reporting and things like that. It's Carson, Story, Lyon, and Douglas. The four counties had 289 cases. Carson City had 132 of those cases. So far, we've had 5 deaths in Carson City, 2 in Lyon County, for a total of 7 between the four counties.
Okay, but that's a very small number. You're more sparsely populated than the other urban centers in the state, though. But the impact of the coronavirus isn't going to just be on people's health. It's going to be financially. I'm wondering how the city budget is looking for the upcoming year.
Well, I'm going to say knock on wood here. Mm-hmm. It's somewhat of a little bit longer story than you might have wanted to hear here.
Well, that's okay. Go ahead.
On the budget issues, you know, I became mayor in 2009, and the Great Recession was just starting to crank up. Yep. And, you know, we had high unemployment then. We have 3,800 unemployed now in Carson City, which is brutal, brutal. But what happened back in the Great Recession, you know, we learned how to budget things. Mm-hmm. And so we have dedicated ourselves to saving as much money as we can as we go forward, just in case something like this pandemic happened to come along and we needed the reserves. And so we were able to balance the budget by we deferred some capital improvement projects for about $9 million, which is never good to defer these projects, but it was necessary in this case if we're not mm-hmm. going to go through furloughs and things like that. And we really don't want to do that if we don't have to do that. But so far, we've been lucky. We haven't had to open contracts or furlough people or anything like that.
So the city really learned from the recession.
Big time, let me tell you. It never came home to roost so fast as when you see what happens in this pandemic and your economy goes down. And, you know, nothing's moving, nothing's coming into the city, businesses are down. You know, how are we going to survive? Well, we had a 2-month operating reserve, alternative fund balance. And so, you know, we knew we were okay for a couple months, but now we know, you know, hopefully if the world kind of stays the same as it is now, we'll be okay for the next year as well.
So you said 3,800 people out of work, about 7,000 people total in Carson City work for state government. When you're out and about, what's the mood? What's it like out there?
You know, I think we've got some pandemic tiredness, something like that. That's going around. But I think that people are still in this community, you know, people in this community are still concerned about community spread. And so you kind of see a mix of people here. But I think, you know, on balance, what you see is people concerned that we need to get out of this as best we can. And do what we have to do in order to make that work. But I'll tell you, it's and you probably see it where you are too. Mm-hmm. You know, where people, it's just after being cooped up for so long, you just want to go out and run around and shake everybody's hand. But you can't do that.
And the businesses.
But I'll tell you on that basis. I'll tell you, you know, we have lots of government employees here. There's no doubt about it. But we also, you know, when we open up and things, we also have 11 square miles of open space that's managed in Carson City. So if people want to get out, you know, go out in the sagebrush or in the pines or whatever, we've got places for them to go. And that's helpful. And I'll tell you that, you know, there have been so many people who've taken advantage of that we've had to put directional signs. You going this way, the other one going that way in order to make it work.
Mm-hmm. And a little bit of money is coming in from the federal government. At a recent council meeting, there was talk on how to spend $10 million in CARES Act funds. Where is that money going to go? Do you know?
What we decided during that board meeting was, you know, we need to find out what the needs are around the town and kind of tally those up and then see if we can use some of that $10 million to help meet some of the costs that were incurred by our businesses. to meet the Center for Disease Control standards. Mm-hmm. But before we jump out and say, okay, come get some money for doing this, we need to know what the level of exposure is and who really needs that money out there, so that we can, you know, kind of prioritize where mm-hmm. it goes first. But I've told our folks here, it's not often you get this kind of money in your hands, and I want you to be able to survive an audit, but I also want you to make sure that we leave no stone unturned in spending this money.
Carson City Mayor Bob Kroll is with us as we talk about how the pandemic has affected Carson City. This is part of a series we're doing, talking with mayors throughout the state. Mayor Kroll, as the economy reopens there, are people in Carson City still social distancing, wearing masks, and how are the businesses doing?
You know, you'll see all kinds of different approaches to living up to the requirements of the CDC has put out. For the most part, I think we're seeing people use social distancing. And for the most part, I wear a mask. Most everybody I know wears a mask, and I carry one with me all the time. But I'd be less than honest if I didn't say, you know, there are places in Carson City, businesses, you know, where they're not being so conscientious, let's put it like that, yeah. in terms of complying with the social distancing and mask requirements and things like that. What we've tried to do here in Carson City is not hard hammer folks into complying, right. but to use gentle enforcement to say, you know, we need to do these things, help us do these things. And we found that from a business standpoint, that tends to help a lot when we take that approach, and we're not just saying, hey, you know, we're going to give you a citation.
Right.
And we're trying that as well as we reopen here. I'm a little concerned. I'm concerned that, you know, in some of the establishments, we're not paying very much attention to either social distancing or masks.
We just had a record number of COVID-19 cases in the state. I believe yesterday, as we record this, more than 400. It is coming back in terms of testing. And the governor is having his health advisory staff look into potential, I think, probably more required masks. I'm not sure how that would go over in Carson City then.
Well, I don't know either. And I think, you know, that could be a difficult lift. People are going to, you know, they've been cooped up, staying home, and now they're kind of getting out and going around and moving around in a normal economy if they can.
It just sounds like it's going to be something
it's still difficult for them to do that. Yeah. I mean, it's just hard. And so I think that mandatory masks may be the right thing from an epidemiology standpoint. I don't know if it can be enforced all that much. Okay. I really don't.
Well, you know, the state capital is Carson City. The Capitol building is there, and the governor's mansion's there. Governor Steve Sisolak, you know, stays a good portion of his time in the mansion. How would you gauge Governor Sisolak's performance so far in regard to the pandemic?
You know, let me just say this. It's hard for me to gauge someone's performance in this pandemic. Because there are no good answers. There's no easy way out. It's serious. People are dying. You have to, and when you make a decision as to whether to open or close an economy, you're hurting the businesses. People are hurt. I just think it's a difficult situation for any leader, whether it's this governor or any governor, to make those decisions. And in a sense, I'm glad that he has to make those up there at that level, and we don't down here. But on the other side of things, I could probably use a little more latitude down here, a little more flexibility to do our own thing. But that's okay. We intend to comply with what the state's put out.
And a special session will probably be coming to Carson City in July. The Capitol building is being cleaned and getting ready for that. Do you think the city is going to be ready for that?
Well, we'll be ready for it. I mean, because it doesn't make much difference to us. We've got to continue to do what we're going to do. And I'm hopeful that the legislators who come here from different parts of the state will understand, you know, the social distancing and the masking guidelines that are out in the state right now. So, you know, hopefully that will allow them to participate in more of our activities here, particularly the restaurants. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out, to put it like that.
You know, Mayor, before we go, you mentioned this. You started your term in 2009 during the financial crisis, the Great Recession. You're leaving during a pandemic. Are you happy to be getting out of there? I mean, I think the city might be happy you were there. You learned from the recession, as you said, and it's helped you now, but are you kind of glad to be getting out?
Again, I'd be less than honest if I said I was not happy because, okay. After 12 years, for me, it's 12 years as mayor and also 11 years on the school board where I was president a couple of times. So for me, it's been 23 years of public service on the school board and in city government. Whether I'm happy or not, it's time for me to leave. It's time for me to leave. And not only am I termed out, but it's the right thing to do.
Bob Kroll is the mayor of Carson City. Mayor Kroll, thank you so much.
You bet.